He was just an old painter of houses. In his heart, he was oh so much more. He dreamed of the galleries he'd someday fill as he touched up the trim round door. He was blessed with the heart of an artist, but cursed with a lumberjack's hands. He spoke in a language with brushes and oils the canvas could not understand. Now he had a way with a roller, and his pride in the workmanship spoke to the township whose homes he had covered, who saw life in simple broad strokes. He held up his hand so expansive and cried, "Lord, it just isn't fair. Why can't I set down a skyline? Why can't I still life a pair?" That night, God answered his prayer. You'll paint a sunset someday with colors that won't fade away. Be still and listen, I'll give you my vision, and you'll paint sunset someday. But he didn't wait for God's leading, like an embryo skipping the womb. He went out just supplies he would need, and for months locked himself in his room. He was tired of patience and wisdom, like a child determined to play. And the story in both local papers said his heart overcame him one day. Not before he could hear someone say, "You'll paint a sunset someday with colors that won't fade away. Be still and listen, I'll give you my vision, and you'll paint a sunset someday." The service was quite well attended. Came to say thanks and goodbye. When pressed for some personal stories, no one had much to supply. And slowly a sad revelation, they felt deep conviction and cried for the man who had brightened their lives so was never invited inside. I stood up and said I had known him, that I'd been his apprentice 2 years. And while we were sanding and prepping, he told me his dreams and his fears. I don't understand his obsession. All I know is James had true heart. Didn't matter that he lacked the talent, didn't bother him, he wasn't smart. With these words, the Lord set him apart. You'll paint a sunset someday with colors that won't fade away. Be still and listen, I'll give you my vision, and you'll paint a sunset someday. We all left the church and proceeded to a hilltop with luscious green sod. We went there to honor an artist We went there to be close to God. We focused our solemn attention on the unfolding Polaroid skies. I saw hues which had never been blended, dancing dreams on a canvas of cries. In that moment, impossible beauty was a tender which purchased our hearts. In the receding skyline, I swear I saw this sunset by James Leonard Parks. He was just an old painter of houses, but he left me with more than a trade. I turned in my brush for a hammer and saw construction pays better these days. And I hear through the dawn's early rays, you'll build a kingdom someday with souls that won't fade away. Be still and listen, I'll give you my vision. And you'll build a kingdom someday.